Hello, I'm Graham Seed. And I played, he didn't actually have a name, which was rather strange, but he was an RAF pilot. I think we're talking, aren't we, about 19, well, was it the 80s or the 70s? That I probably met and auditioned. That's what normally happens. You're called in those days. I'm sure that David Croft cast me. It wasn't Jimmy, it was David. And yeah, he'd been talking about me for some other roles. And it was very nice when the offer was just a straight offer and this came through. I was very lucky. I remember it distinctly. It was all done on film. I had to go to Norfolk. I think David Croft lived in Norfolk. And I arrived the night before and was put up in a very nice hotel. And I met a lot of the cast who I hadn't seen for some time and had a nice meal and a few drinks. And the scene I was inside an aeroplane with a very distinguished actor who was playing a tailor, John Bluthal, I think his name was. And we were sitting inside an authentic, I think it was either a Spitfire or a Hurricane. And we even moved slowly. So the scene was great because we were stationary and a lot of people came running up to us. The main cast members, yes, quite a few of them I'd known for some time. I'd done a television series with Richard Gibson called The Children of the New Forest, and he was a mate. And Sam Kelly I'd worked with, who I knew. All I remember, and it's not always the case, that all the regulars were incredibly welcoming. And you knew that you were in a series that was successful because there was that happy feeling, which always comes from the guy in charge, who, of course, was Mr. Croft. That's very difficult because there were some very memorable performances. But I've got to go for Sam Kelly, who I thought. He was such a brilliant actor. He could move from farce to drama, and he had such a wonderful touch with that Nazi that he was playing that I remember his performance still to this day with such warmth. I don't think he did many series. I think he left after the first or second series, but Sam's performance gave me and indeed an awful lot of your listeners, I'm sure, a lot of pleasure. I wonder if they'd be politically correct now. There was a lot of talk about the Madonna with the three boobies, wasn't there? Which used to make me laugh. And René was superb with getting into trouble. No, I can't think of any special scenes, but the whole ensemble thing was so terrific about that series that everyone was a star in their own way. There were one or two, a lot of, I mean, television has changed now, but in those days you had a contract and you did get the odd repeat check. Like I still get them from the BBC for I, Claudius, that sticks out a mile. But yes, I do get the odd one from Hello, Hello. They're never enough to go on holiday with, but it's always nice, when £2.50 flops through the letterbox, so to speak. Well, that's difficult with Hello, Hello. For a change, no, I only had, it was all shot on one day, and thank goodness nothing went wrong. Brilliant. I got my lines in the right order. I didn't blooper. I mean, I think of my time in Crossroads, and I had a busy time in Crossroads. I did about 120, 130 episodes, I think, over a year and a bit. And of course, things go wrong, but I'm glad to say there were no outtakes for It'll Be All Right on the Night. No. That I'm pleased to tell you. The floor manager, you probably know, was a man called Roy Gould. Does that name mean something to you? Roy was at RADA with me. Roy was very encouraging because he was a friend, and at the time he said, "Look, it's only a small part, but you'll get part of the family, and David's very loyal, and he'll bring you back. And indeed, I mean, I did a good job, and David Croft was very complimentary, and for a young actor, that was great. And then he offered me a part in You Rang, My Lord. But it didn't happen. It was a difficult one, and I regret it to my dying day that I had to turn him down, because he said at first, look, he's not speaking. He's only there, but he will be back, and there will be more to do. And at the time, I mean, I was in a very lucky position that that the work was coming. And I think my agent wanted a bit of dialogue. And then it clashed with the dates of going into Crossroads, I think. And I had to pass on it. But I should have done it. I should have fitted it in and said, I'll do this for you, David, and then move on. But it was one of those missed opportunities. And as so often happens in life, you don't get a second chance. And the call again didn't happen. I would have loved to have been in Alolo. I would have loved to have been one of the two officers with that other friend of mine whose name says me, John D. Collins, thank you, with John D., who I was working, he lives down in Frinton, and I was doing a season at Frinton, summer season, a couple of years ago, and I met up with him again, and I'd done a play at Windsor with him, and he said, you know, you should have played in this more, because there was a good part for you, blah, 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 and so I'm just left with one happy memory of working in Alo Alo and with David Croft, but well, thank God for that, really. What was it like? Well, as I said, they were like a family, and that they always had, especially on location, and the actors said to me, oh, you're lucky you're in Norfolk, because the catering, the outside catering is always brilliant, and you'll get a good breakfast and a good lunch. And it's true. I mean, little things like that meant a lot, that they didn't skint on the bacon sarnies and things like that. As I sort of hinted earlier on, if you're in a hit show, there's a good buzz about it. I've been in one or two very popular shows, successful shows, and everyone is relaxed and they know each other. And whenever I watch one of David Croft's sitcoms and Jimmy Perry, I mean, even now, they make me smile. And there's nothing like them on television now, is there? No. I just remember how charming he was the night before in the pub, in the hotel. And he was very welcoming, because I suppose in a way he was the sort of front man. But he worked very hard. He was a perfectionist, and it showed. And he could not have been more charming. Very funny, very clever actor. How long did I film for? This is a long time ago, and it's very hard to. But no, I do remember the strange situation of sitting in an aeroplane in an aerodrome, dressed up as if it's the Second World War, and it was, I think, a lovely spring day, but I don't think we were. I was working for longer than 2 or 3 hours because David Perry was so talented. He knew what he wanted and got it quickly. There wasn't time, or he was so efficient. He knew what he wanted. He got it in the can and shook hands and thank you. And there was a car to take you home. I just remember, well, the pleasure and the privilege of being in Alo Alo, and I wish I'd done more, and I wish I worked with him again. Now, listen very carefully. I will say this only once, something like that. I will say this only once, and that sticks in the mind. And these ridiculous accents too, and Richard Gibson with his cod German accent. No, that they were all. I mean, I'm now 70s. So they're very much in my vintage and they stay in the memory a lot. There was a sort of end of the pier sort of humor about it all. Probably not very politically correct, but it was very tongue in cheek. And I can hear them all talking now, you know, I can hear each different voice and each different, and Arthur Bostrom was ridiculous. And a little Sue Hodge, who I'd done Panto with, and also I'd done Toad of Toad Hall as a Christmas show in the West End with Sue, and she became a friend. No, wasn't I lucky to have been in it? Yeah. No, I suppose, I mean, as a young actor, when I was working on this, I was unrecognizable because I remember I had goggles on and a pilot's hat. And I thought, well, no one can see me. It's not going to help my career much, this. But I did catch it. It was on television a couple of years ago. And just by chance, I caught it. And A, you think, wow, I looked young then. And thankfully, the voice stuck out a bit because, I mean, as you might have known, I spent a long time in the Archers and I do a lot of voice work. And it's always nice when you see yourself a long time afterwards and you think, oh, yes, it was like yesterday. It's a funny thing, time and memory, but a lot of water's passed under the bridge, but Allo Allo will always be up there in my memory of nice little jobs. Thank you. Thank you, Andrew, so much for inviting me. It's been a great pleasure. And it's nice to recall those days of my friends. I mean, John F. and John D. Collins and Richard and dear Sam. And they were all such a happy bunch. Yeah. And my wife, she appeared in Allo Allo too, about a week or fortnight afterwards. And we weren't married then. We didn't know each other. But it's interesting that the same small repeat checks happen at the same time of year, which is nice. Yeah. Thank you so much, Andrew.